On Monday, the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees will vote on a plan for Silent Sam, the Confederate monument torn down by protesters in August. William Keyes is the only African-American on the 13-member board. Keyes has a unique background that might inform his decision on the statue. He once worked for the apartheid government of South Africa. Dave DeWitt reports.
Back in 1985, multiple media outlets published profiles of William Keyes. He also became a regular guest on CNN, The Today Show, The Charlie Rose Show, and others. The reason? Keyes, an African-American, was a paid lobbyist and registered agent of the government of South Africa. And in those stories, Keyes was quoted using inflammatory language about those who were living under and fighting apartheid. He called Nelson Mandela's African National Congress a, quote, terrorist organization. He chastised African-Americans as, quote, hypocrites if they supported nonviolence during the American Civil Rights era, but were okay with Africans using violence in apartheid South Africa. Speaking this week with WUNC, Keyes had a simple explanation.
I don't remember those comments. I can tell you that I've seen a lot of things that have been attributed to me that I never said, or in activities that I actually never participated in.
Keyes also says those media reports that labeled him as a lobbyist were inaccurate.
They referred to me and others as being lobbyists. Lobbyists and lobbying is a very familiar term regarding activity in Washington, D.C., but it also has a meaning. And so once I was called a lobbyist, I think people just made assumptions about the work that I was doing.
Keyes said he was more of a consultant than a lobbyist, and that the majority of his work for the apartheid government of South Africa was done in the background, out of the public eye.
Basically, the role I had was to try to negotiate some kind of conversation between folks who are in the white minority and the black majority in that country.
This is quite different from the duties Ron Nixon says Keyes carried out. Nixon is the author of Selling Apartheid, South Africa's Global Propaganda War, and a reporter at the New York Times. He says Keyes and a small group of other black conservatives tried to build support for South Africa's white government in the African American community. And one way they did so was to make media appearances and attack Nelson Mandela's party.
But also to paint the ANC, you know, as a terrorist organization, that these guys were communists, that they were, you know, if they took over, there'd be a bloodbath in South Africa.
Keyes made annual reports to the Department of Justice Foreign Agents Registration Act. They indicate that his work was broad and included activities normally associated with lobbyists. In 1985, for example, his contract stated that he would facilitate joint ventures between black-owned businesses in the two countries and work to improve the standard of living for South Africa's black population. But it also included specific language about monitoring legislative activities on Capitol Hill and alerting the government of South Africa to matters which may be important to them. Later filings show that Keyes worked with a conservative American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, to write state-specific legislation favorable to the South African government and fight an ordinance in Los Angeles that would have prohibited businesses who do business in South Africa from doing business with that city. The apartheid government paid Keyes about $400,000 a year for his services. Nixon says Keyes was largely ineffective in his primary role to grow support for the apartheid government within the African American community.
You know, this was not something that was going to go over well with the majority of black Americans.
Keyes says his contract ended before Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990. He says his behind-the-scenes work led directly to the largely nonviolent transition out of apartheid.
I believe those things were absolutely necessary to have taken place for us to have the peaceful outcome that we did. And I'm proud of the work that I did. But a lot of what's been written doesn't comport with what the reality was.
Fast forward 30 years, and Keyes says his work during the time of apartheid informs the decision he and his fellow UNC Chapel Hill trustees will make on Silent Sam.
Part of what enabled a peaceful changeover in control of government in South Africa from a white minority to a black majority was not only the demonstrations that you saw, but also a lot of negotiation, a lot of conversation, a lot of deliberation behind the scenes. And I think, you know, that might compare a little bit to what our charge is regarding Silent Sam.
As the lone African-American on the Board of Trustees, Key says he has relayed views to fellow board members they might not be fully considering.
It's not really fair to the system that there's only one African-American on the board, because there's a diversity of views about every topic within the African-American community.
Keyes isn't the only one to express frustration with the makeup of the Board of Trustees. William Sturkey is an assistant professor of history at UNC Chapel Hill. He says board members who will make the Silent Sam decision are not reflective of most North Carolinians.
We have more people on the UNC Board of Governors and UNC Board of Trustees who come from old, rich, white, slave-owning families than we do black people. So in a way, it's this old Southern money, right, that's deeply connected throughout the years to segregated education, to one particular interpretation of race in the South, or of the history of race in the South, or of the Civil War.
30 years ago, William Keyes made a choice in the racially charged civil rights fight over South African apartheid to enter into a lucrative contract to advance the efforts of the South African government. He now remembers that work very differently from how it was reported by mainstream outlets at the time and how it is documented in government filings. By Monday, Keyes will make another choice in a racially charged civil rights fight about what to do with Silent Sam. He says he has not yet made a final decision. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.